May I help you?
Hi, is this Miss Ryan?
Yes, who's calling?
Hi, my name is Allison. I'm calling from a home health care agency, Family First Care. You spoke to Haya in regards to home care services for yourself?
Yes.
I just wanted to see if you were still interested. I work as an enrollment specialist.
Okay.
If you had any questions or concerns about the program.
Really, I don't know too much about it. My niece, she would like to be the one that would be taking care of me. So
okay.
I don't know what we have to do to involve me and to be able to do that.
Got it. So there is a program, but it is through welfare. It is called the waiver program.
Okay.
They will, through this process, I see that your coverage is inactive, but you can reactivate it during this application.
Okay.
They do have, are you familiar with like the asset income resource limits?
No, I have no idea.
For Medicaid? Okay.
No,
are you single or married?
I am, I'm a widow.
Okay.
I've been a widow since 2020.
Okay. So then for, I would say, yeah, okay. So it would be $2,900 in income a month for a sole individual, and then $8,000 in assets. That includes bank accounts, 401ks, investments, anything like that.
Okay.
So if you feel like you would be under the qualifications, we can move forward and then they can reactivate Medicaid during the application process. So I just wanted to give you that information beforehand.
So you would need to know what I have, like with my checking account and my savings account, correct?
Yes, they're going to count that as assets in your name.
Okay.
So it would have to be under 8,000.
Well, it is. Yeah, basically it is. I mean, it's
okay.
Yeah, I think it would be. I would have to think about it, but it, I think it would be under $8,000. But I'm not exactly sure.
You're good. During the first appointment that they schedule with you, when you get the ball rolling, they will go over an application. It's pretty much like an intake assessment. They come out to the home, help you fill out the paperwork. They help you report everything, income, resources they have on there, any bank accounts, all of that. So did Haya either give you or your niece, it's Missy, right?
Yeah, Missy, yes.
Did she give you the number for the independent enrollment broker to get started?
I don't think she gave it to me. I don't know if she gave it to my niece or not. Hold on. Let me
okay.
Get a Hold on.
Yeah, yeah. Take your time.
Just give me a minute. I am handicapped. I am in a wheelchair.
You are all good. Take your time. I'm here for you.
Okay, just give me, where did my pen go?
Yep.
As soon as you move something, everything goes a flying over everywhere. It's like, don't worry, where did that go now? Then if it goes underneath my recliner, it makes it hard.
Got
because
it.
I can't get under, I cannot
yeah.
do that because I can't, you know, I could get off the wheelchair, I mean, off my couch. But
yeah.
But if I look under my chair, it's kind of hard for me.
Okay.
Hold on a second. All right, I got the pen now. Okay, hold on. All right, so what did you say, the income or what I have in my checking account?
Yes, so you can write on there, so write the waiver program.
The waiver program, okay.
That is what it's called.
Okay, the waiver program, okay.
There's different waivers for different categories of people, different disabilities, income levels, all that. So the waiver program, write down 877.
Wait a minute. 877.
550.
550.
4227.
4227. Okay. Let me think. I wrote this down right. That's 1-877 550-4227, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
So that is for the intake department for the waiver program. They call themselves PA, like Pennsylvania.
Yeah, PA.
I, like Igloo. E, like Edward.
Okay.
B, like boy.
Okay.
PAIEB. The long thing that I'm not going to have you write down is Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. They are in charge of all the long-term care applications. Now, the asset, so if you want to write income assets.
Income. Okay. All right. Go ahead.
So income level is $2,900 a month.
I don't make that kind of money, no.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's for anything, including Social Security, disability, whatever you get.
Well, I get, being my husband died, I get his Social Security now when I turn 60.
Okay.
And now I'm getting, I think I get 2,000.
Okay.
It's not even 2,000.
Yeah.
I can't think of how much it is a month because it goes right into my checking account. So it would have to be, repeat the amount again.
$2,900.
Okay, $2,900.
For income.
For income, okay. Yeah, I don't think so.
Sorry.
That's okay.
For assets, it's going to be $8,000.
$8,000 for assets?
Yeah.
Okay, so assets meaning like what I have on my checking account and savings account?
Yes.
I don't know. Okay, all righty.
And so if you want, discuss that information, if you want to go look, see if you're going to qualify. And then if you want, you can call that number and let them know that you're interested in applying for the waiver program. And they will schedule the first in-person appointment with you. Now, once you're approved for this program, the hours of care are kind of smushed together under your insurance plan that you choose during this. They also cover any medical equipment that you need, Meals on Wheels, emergency response systems, and at-home modifications that you may need.
Okay.
So that's all included with the hours a week, but we just have to get you approved for the program first, and those are all the benefits of getting you approved. So if you call that 877 number, you can get the ball rolling, but if you have any questions, you can call me, okay? I don't know if you have caller ID. I called you on my direct line.
Yeah, I do have it. The number on my caller ID is 267-551-7421.
Yes, ma'am. My name is Allison.
Allison, can you write this down? 267 is only my phone, but
yeah.
I accidentally delete everything, and then it's...
You're good.
All right. So your name, what was it again, hon? Allison?
It was Allison, A-L-L. I-S-O-N.
You're going too far. A-L-L.
I-S-O-N.
Allison. Gotcha. So when people talk too fast, it's hard for me to write, you know.
That's okay.
I try to pay attention, but I'm not very good at comprehending anything. So that's 267-551-7421, and your name is Allison. Okay, I wrote that down.
I did
have another question for you.
Yeah.
So if my niece called you, Missy, would that be okay? If her to call you too?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, what is the number for her? I don't think we have it. That way I can expect it.
Yeah, okay. You know what? Hopefully, I don't know it by heart. Just give me a second. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
We'll leave it on my other phone.
No pressure.
I don't remember any numbers anymore because of everything's programmed in your phone anymore.
I know.
Yeah, I don't want to hang up on you. So hold on a minute. Let me check my phone. I don't know her number by heart. I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, darn. I'm sorry, Allison. Okay, here we go.
I don't know my brother's number by heart. I don't know.
I'm 64. So when I was younger, I knew. You know, you could tell me a number and I know it, but now it's like, what's her number?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on, let me get to Missy. If you don't mind, like, calling her and explaining it. Because, see, I can't, I had water on my brain a couple of years ago.
Okay.
And since then, they had to have it drained for my spine. Since then, I forget a lot of things.
Okay.
Not like I want to, but I started, shaking. And I fell, and I was with Missy, and we were having the diner and getting something to eat. And she said, "There's something wrong with you. And she said, "It's your medicine," because I was on antidepressant medicine because I lost my. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me spell her last name for you too.
Yes, please.
Okay, it's Missy Thevon, T-H-I-E-V-O-N.
Perfect.
And her number's 267-663-6804. Now, she works, and she doesn't even get done until, like, 3 o'clock, 3:30.
Okay.
So if you don't mind calling her and
after that.
Because, like I said, with the water on my brain, I still have, even though I had it drained from my spine, I still forget a lot.
Yeah.
And not that I want to forget. And I think losing my husband, I just have very, very, very bad depression.
Yeah.
And I just can't. I just am having trouble. So if you could just, I hate for you to do this. I know that you're a busy person, but if you don't mind, that would really help me because I forget so much stuff anymore.
You are more than okay.
Okay.
I will contact Misty, no problem. I can always have her. I'm going to send her actually an advocates package for you that explains more on the program, all the qualifications, the
steps.
That
would be great.
Yeah, I'll send her everything.
That would be great. Thank you so much for calling me, Allison. I'm sorry I'm just such a, you know, I just have so many problems. Like, you know, I just forget so much stuff.
You are all okay. I'm here for you. I'll work with Missy. I'll work with you. I'll tell
you
as many times as you need me to. But
all right. Thank you, Allison. You've been a pleasure to talk to
you. Of course.
You have a good day now, okay?
You as well. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye, Allison.
Bye-bye.